Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
I reckon this bloke would have had a grin on him like a cat coming out of a fish shop yesterday after Anthony Button, Ricky Orchard got the money in New Zealand. He's over there for the New Zealand Trotting Cup and all the associated races. Adam Hamilton. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Cozzy. Great to be on with you. And what a golden day for the Aussies. I had to pen a piece for the Herald Sun in Melbourne and their Super Racing website. And I said, I opened it up by saying, it was the day the Aussies took over Addington, and gee, it was bloody great to be there for it.
I reckon. Now, Ricky Orchard and Anthony Butt, that was a terrific effort.
Yeah, it was indeed. Just love it from Ricky's point of view. He's had this, and I know he's about to join us, but he's had this trotter since day one. They'd virtually written him off before he even started as a racehorse. He's had battles all the way through. He's probably had the most patient set of owners you could ever ask for. He's gone close to winning Group 1s. And then when he does break through and win a Group 1, it's on the most magnificent stage in front of 20-odd thousand people at Addington on Cup Day. So he was, I wouldn't say he was speechless, but he was pretty close to it at times, was he?
Well, I reckon he's ready to talk now because he's about to join you. He's there.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Ricky. What a magical day. Have I captured it pretty well, the emotions that were going through your mind?
Oh, you certainly have, Adam. Thank you. It was, it was a bit surreal, really, to win on Cup Day. It was great.
But you were confident going into it, weren't you? I just want to go through a couple of chapters of his career. So at the very start, trotters are always a bit of a challenge to get going, but there were certainly times where you and all involved had almost got to the stage of the too hard basket with him.
Yeah, that's probably summed it up exactly. I mean, he was a very difficult horse. That's how I ended up with him. He was in Queensland in a paddock unbroken or half broken in, and they were sort of advised to just, not worry about his racing career because he was too mad. And he was just such an untrusting horse. He was took a very, very long time to start trusting. And, at times the owners were frustrated. I was frustrated. But he always showed me that he had the ability. So I can't thank them enough for being patient and just trusting me with him.
But it was one thing getting him to the races and then the ability started to come through. But then it was a case of building him up as a racehorse as well, wasn't it? And the most significant step in his career came, a lot later than it would for most horses, when almost as a veteran you took him into that Melbourne Inter Dominion last year. And, he wasn't a major factor in it, but it was the learning curve that's made him the horse that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Overall, his record is quite good. I think he's had 53 starts or for 22 wins now or something. And, he galloped at the majority of his early races. But he used to do things like gallop in running and still come back down and win or go close to winning. And, he just always showed that he had that ability there. And I think the Inter Dominion last year was probably a learning curve for me and the horse. I took a lot out of it, and so did he. And I've also travelled him a fair bit. Like, he's come to Queensland with me a couple of times when I probably didn't need to take him. But I think all those little trips away and just being away have sort of made him into the racehorse he is now. And we're starting to reap the benefits.
How nervous were you yesterday when you heard that Anthony Butt had all sorts of issues with flights and may or may not make it to the track in time to take the drive? Is it true that you were about to zoom into the driver's room yourself?
No, I was never going to. Blake Fitzpatrick was going to drive the horse. And it was sort of, he had a perfect preparation leading into it. Nothing had gone wrong. Like, a lot of times when you travel away, some little things can go wrong. But it was just perfect. And then when Ant rang me and said, on some chance of not making it, I was like, oh, what do I do here? So, no, I was never going to drive him. I made the decision when I brought him to New Zealand that I wasn't driving him. And I was sticking to that. So Blake was on hand, and as it turned out, we didn't have to use him. He would have did just as good a job as Ant, but Ant's got the job done.
Yeah, he did. And when you look back on the race, he was probably always going to lead, but tactically when Ants put the foot down and pinched that brake rounding the bend while the main danger, McLovin, was just held up, you were able to sort of... Basically, Ants broke the elastic on them, didn't he, and then was able to hold on from there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, barrier draws are everything, and we had, you know, we had the advantage of a good barrier draw, so we made the most of it. You know, McLovin drew bad, so we sort of had to... I just said to Ants, I didn't really give him any instructions. I just said, don't, you know, run along and try not to let him into the race. And he did that, and he broke the track record in doing so. But I'll tell you what, that last 100 metres, it was a long 100 metres watching it.
It was. Yeah. It was a long 100 for you, and it wasn't quite long enough for McLovin, but they were very gracious in defeat. And you would have got a buzz out of an Aussie Quinella anyway, and not, you know, not just an Aussie Quinella there, but then we have... You know, 90% Aussie horse, if we can put it that way, and Cruz Bromac win the New Zealand Cup as well on the same day.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Andy Gass and Kate, they're great people. And, you know, just since I've had this horse travelling to Melbourne and what, I've had a fair bit to do with Andy. And, you know, it's great. It's a good rivalry that you can have. We're stable together and, you know, it's just all part of it. So, yeah, their horse went, you know, he went phenomenal, and all credit to Kate and Andy. And, you know, we'll do battle again on Friday.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You've got time to celebrate, and no doubt you did so last night, but then it's back to business, isn't it? Because both Tough Monarch and McLovin back up, and the bar gets raised significantly, doesn't it? Because the two best New Zealand trotters weren't there yesterday. They will be there on Friday in Oscar Bonavina and Mark Hooler, but you've got the form on the board. It's going to be harder, and it's a different sort of race from the stand, but... I imagine you're going to be heading there upbeat.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, it's a completely different race, and you know, barrier draws are going to be crucial again. But you know, my horse won't be out of whatever he goes in. He's a top trotter, and he can follow speed. You know, so I think people think that he's a horse that goes better out running, which he does seem that way. But you know, some of his better runs have been angle when he's ran some very quick times. They've actually been off the pace. So. You know, he's pulled up well, and really, really looking forward to Friday.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and everyone involved. I know, you know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that help out with these things as well, and some of them wouldn't have been able to be trackside yesterday. But it was a win for New South Wales. It was a win for you and the team, and it was a great moment for Australia to capture a big Group 1 on a day like that. Well done, Ricky.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam. I would take the moment to just thank everyone back at home. It's hard to be away for so long and have things still ticking along so nicely at home. Rick Hunt and the team there, they're just doing a super job, and you know, there's a lot of people behind this horse as well that make it happen, so I'd just like to thank them all.
Yeah, good call out. Well done. Good luck Friday, and as you roll into the Inter Dominions up there in Auckland starting on the 29th of November as well.
No worries. Thanks very much, Adam.
What a wonderful day it was yesterday, and you got more to come too.
Yeah, we have indeed. As Ricky was touching on, we've still got the Dominion Trot coming up on Friday. It's basically New Zealand's biggest trotting race. Tough Monarch, McLovin will be there against Oscar Bonavina, Mark Hooler and others. And we've got the New Zealand free-for-all as well, where I'm pretty sure Cruz Bromac will be backing up and against Spankham and the Fixer and others in that race. And then just around the corner is that Inter Dominion as well. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic, Aussie. Lots more to come.
Good on you, Adam. Good to catch up and enjoy it. We look forward to your reports from New Zealand.
Terrific, mate. Great to catch up. Thanks for all your support, Aussie.